I don't like this at all. Can we stop this?
I believe that was the year David wanted the Lions to select Taco Charlton.
Yes, indeed, yes.
That would have been a disaster. All right, so Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We opened the show, the Maeda situation. We are going to move on to something else. And this is, it's July, today notwithstanding. It's summertime. It's beautiful. And this is about cleansing the soul this week. It is de-escalation week before Rico's World Tour. And I have to let go of something in the world of sports. I have to, for my own sanity, for my own, you know, you call it vibes, general happiness. And everybody has something they got to let go of in sports. Mm-hmm. For me, let me give you the example. For me, I have to let go of the Wyatt Langford thing. I have to. Not that I was wrong on it. I'm not. But I got to let go of it. The Tigers didn't take Wyatt Langford, even though the entire baseball world thought they should. The Tigers took Max Clark. And I can't let it go. Wyatt Langford has an OPS nearing 750. It's over 1,000 the last 30 games. Every night I'm inundated with a Wyatt Langford stat line or a highlight. And every night I got a Keel Badoo in the back of my car. I know I have to let it go for me to be happy. I just have to let go. And instead, I'm DiCaprio freezing to death on the board in the Titanic.
Let go, Jack.
I'll never let go, Wyatt. I want to know, what is your version of that? What is the thing, whether it's a trade, a player your team should have taken, a coach you should have hired, like what is this move that you wanted your team to make that they didn't, that you can't let go of?
Ironically enough, both happen in 2020 drafts for me. One, the Lions selected Jeff Okuda. Now, I wanted Justin Herbert. At the time, everybody remembered him because he had the horrible bowl game against MSU.
Guilty.
I'm like, you know what? I'm telling you, I think this guy is going to be good in the NFL. The Lions should make him their franchise QB. They should just move on from Matthew Stafford. They didn't. But the one that really I can't let go, Mike, and I'm you with Wyatt Langford, Killian Hayes.
You were a Halliburton guy.
I was Tyrese Halliburton. Take Tyrese Halliburton. You know, Tyrese Halliburton on the Olympic dream team right now. That Tyrese Halliburton just signed another max, super max deal in the NBA. Killian Hayes out of the league, didn't make his Olympic team. Like, and at no point would they just come out and say, we wasted this pick. No, we're going to keep starting him last year until it was just obvious this man was god awful. Killian Hayes to me, and even though the body is cold, yeah, I'm still beating this horse. It's Killian Hayes. Because imagine where you would be if you took Halliburton.
Okay. David Hall, what is the thing, whether it's a move you should have made, a trade that should have been made, a coach, just what is your version of me with Wyatt Langford? Like, I know I have to let go of this or I won't be able to be happy in baseball. I have to move on. I got to just pray Max Clark is awesome.
Can it simply be my hate for a player or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's not what we're talking
about. Okay. All right.
David, you hate everyone.
I do, and I want to let go of some of that hate. All right. Kenny, go ahead. I'll think of something.
Think of it. I mean, for you, it might be every quarterback decision your franchise has made.
Does it have to be player or coach related? Because I have something that is just sports related in general.
Let me hear the general.
It is every time they add an ad where an ad shouldn't be, on a field, on a player, on a thing, it just upsets me. It irks me more and more. And the reason I need to let go of it is because it's never going to change. It's
so
only going to get
Meyer
worse.
On the Red Wing helmet?
It bugged me then, and I'm starting to get past it
now. You know what? Yes.
You'll allow.
Then you know what? We have to allow this. Because that's going to open up a world of possibilities for the listener. Yes, Kenny. Yes.
Because I know it's only going to get worse.
I can't let go of conference realignment.
There you go. See?
I have to let go.
It technically hasn't happened yet, but I get you.
I hate you.
Technically, it doesn't start until August 1st. The Pac-12 still exists in your hearts and your minds.
And on your PS5s. David, your thoughts. All right, let's open it up to what you wanted to talk about. Let's hear it.
Well, I'm going to let go of my hate for two players. The first one is Chris Paul. I'm done. I have to let go of the hate, and it's because of me watching Clipped. I know it's a dramatization of what really happened, but I think players really hate him in the league, and that's good enough for me. I don't need to hate them anymore.
That you can
they do it enough.
That you can now just go ahead and say, you know what? I'm going to delegate the hate.
I'm good.
You guys take it over.
I'm good. And I'm not going to be upset that the Steelers got Russell Wilson anymore. I have to be with it, and I have to believe that he's going to be good for me.
Let me ask you this question, though. Can you hate something that hasn't happened yet? Because what if Russell Wilson actually does something and leads the Steelers to a title? Can you hate him already, or does he have to just come here, fall on his face first? Because, see, I got years of Killian Hayes falling on his face. That's him. But, yeah, I got years of that. He hasn't done anything bad
why
yet.
Why does he sound hammered saying that?
Here's the other way to play this. If you don't have something that you can't let go of in the world of sports, you can just have the conversation with me. Do I need to let go of Wyatt Langford? I'm okay if you say yes. It's been very difficult for me.
Yeah.
I was so excited he was going to fall to the Tigers in the draft. I was penciling in, you know, a middle of the order bat to go with at that time, Green and Torque.
Mm-hmm. No, it's funny you say that, Mike, because a buddy just texted me, and he can't get over the fact that the Pistons selected Darko instead of Carmelo.
21 years later, and a title, you might have to let go. You might have to let go. Who's that, Marv?
And that's Phil.
Okay. 248-539-9797. And it's open-ended. Kenny, I think Kenny's got a great one. Can't let go of the corporatization of sports.
Oh, he's going to really hate it now. Because you could put stuff on fields and courts.
I can't wait till Georgia football's presented by Publix. I mean, you know it's coming. Or, shout out Pub Subs.
Or imagine, or imagine on every 30-yard line there's a big Pop-Tarts logo.
Georgia football brought to you by Chaw.
With the playoffs, I get it because it's the most popular thing around. But Chaw. Every single thing.
She didn't hear you.
I'm choosing to ignore it like a mature person instead of making ridiculous jokes. This is not a joke.
All right. Georgia football brought to you by Loose Mating Guideline. David, take a text.
Brought to you by Summer Teeth.
George from Farmington Hill says 2009. The Detroit Red Wings decided to re-sign Franzen over Marian Hossa, who went on to win two Stanley Cups. I have to let it go.
You do? Okay. 15 years? Yes. At least mine, there's recency. Mm-hmm. But I know it will only serve me if I am able to just go, okay, I know Max Clark isn't here now, and I know he won't be here next year.
No. But see, Mike, here's the problem. You're watching yours happen in real life like I am.
I know.
That the guy you're saying, but imagine if he was here.
And what makes yours worse.
You could have had him.
What makes yours worse than that is the fact that the other guy that your team took is an absolute buster. The dude couldn't even make the French Olympic team.
Right.
So at least I could hold on to, all right.
Think about that.
Max Clark is going to be awesome in 2027.
I mean, he couldn't make the French. Heck, Tom Tom made the Jamaican team.
Well, that's a lower bar to clear.
Is it, though?
I mean.
Okay, what? So you got a choice between Killian Hayes and Tony Parker, and Tony Parker beat you out, and he hasn't played for 15 years.
Wait a minute. Tony Parker beat him out?
I'm just saying, Mike.
Oh, my God. I went, what?
He may have. Let's check and see.
248-539-9797. I was in shock. David, ticket text coming in. And again, if you want to cast a vote, do I need to let go of Wyatt Langford? We can have that convo, too. I'm not mad about it. I know I'm obsessed with it, but I wanted him at the draft. I hated the Max Clark thing. I hate that this team can't hit, and I hate the fact that Langford is arguably the Rangers' best player over the last 30 days, 40 days. It's killing me. He should be here. Instead, I have Akil Badu in a sleeping bag in my car. It hurts.
No, and Mike, it's only going to get more painful.
No, because Max Clark is going to be Michael Jordan. That's what I have to tell. Go away! David, take a text.
David in West Bloomfield says, my trade for Juan is when the Tigers signed Cabrera to his last contract, I grew to hate Cabrera. He was an albatross and set the Tigers back 10 years. I have to let go. 2013 PI calls against Michigan State cost us a chance at a natty.
Oh, the Notre Dame game?
I have to let go.
Yeah, you got to let go of that. I mean, I respect, but there are a lot of ifs and buts in there and hypotheticals. Yes, they got robbed that day, but they ended up having an incredible year. I would say that one you got to let go.
No, you know what? That's honorable mention, Mike. They ran the table after that.
I know, and they beat everyone by double digits.
They became the hottest team in football who couldn't play in a title.
And they did it without Connor Stallions. It was amazing. David, that's not a flag. That's not a flag.
Someone's texting here saying, Trey Burke, that was a block. I have to let it go. I like that one.
Okay.
Izzo to get any type of center help in the last 3 years.
I have to let it go.
One says, Aaron Donald, the Lions took Eric Ebron, Roger, and Ypsilanti. I have to let it go.
You know what? I was just about to say that.
It's not just Aaron Donald. Look at the seven players taken afterwards. It's jarring when you look at it that way.
Well, I'll put it like this. I remember in a former radio life getting into a heated argument because I'm like, Aaron Donald is horrible. He dropped passes in college.
You mean Eric Ebron?
Eric Ebron. What do you think he's going to do in the pros? Take Aaron Donald. He's too short.
Okay. What?
He just crip walked his way into the Hall of Fame.
All right, we got a lot of people who've got a lot of things they need to let go of in the world of sports. And it's just based on, do I have to let go of Wyatt Langford? Do I just have to stop even thinking about it because it pains me too much? And I just have to hope and pray that Max Clark is awesome 2 or 3 years from now, whenever he arrives. Because it's killing me. Like, it's something I can't get around. So we just played the game. Rico still cannot let go of the Halliburton thing. He wanted Halliburton, not Killian. You were very forward about that on the air as well. You're right. It's very hard. Now, it's harder for you because unlike Max Clark, who could be anything, Killian is homeless in real time.
Yeah, we know what Killian is.
Killian is unemployable to play basketball for money.
Correct.
All right, let's go to Matthew, 97.1. Matthew, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mike? Well, I'm watching you guys on Twitch. The first one, when the Lions chose Terry Fair over Randy Moss.
You know what, Matthew? You win.
Now, hold up. Matthew, you're still holding on to that.
I'm over it now, but just imagine if the Lions had Randy Moss in. So, like you said earlier, if they would have took Aaron Donald, both of them together on the same team, it would have been amazing for the Lions.
Matthew, you know what was more insulting about that? Because Randy Moss had character issues. So with the next pick in the second round, the Lions took Jermaine Crowell at wide receiver to pacify the fans.
One problem, he didn't have kneecaps.
I remember that, man.
You don't have to let go of Langford because I cannot let go of Ryan Day screwing up my Buckeyes. So continue to hate Langford because we'll hate Ryan Day until he is gone.
Okay. I don't hate Langford. I love him. I know I have no recourse. I have to pray that Max Clark and McGonagall are awesome, but it doesn't help me right now. And this guy's killing me. Let's go to Terrence, 97.1. Terrence, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm great. I have a conspiracy. I don't blame Scott Harris. I really think behind the scenes, Mike Ilitch is holding the purse strings hostage, and he's not letting Scott Harris cook.
Well, hold on.
And
now, hold on, though. Let me then lob this your way. He let him acquire Mark Canha for 12 and a half, and he let him sign Maeda for 25. I'm saying Scott Harris lit $25 million on fire.
Yeah, he burnt that one, but that kind of burns my whole philosophy.
No, it doesn't, because what you can say is, yeah, but what's $25 million? The payroll's still only 97. Yeah. And to that I would say Terrence wins. But I'm just saying now, it's a little bit probably of both, but Scott Harris brazenly, damn near mocked the idea of signing a free agent. And then in that podcast he did with Benetti, it was almost like he just made it up. We're like, well, look at what's happened to those guys. I'm like, what? Bellinger's got an 800 OPS. You know, Chapman, 740. Like, JD, 10 million. I'm like, what free agents is he talking about?
I'm just saying it got to be approved by Illich, so I really think he's behind that thing.
Do I have to let go of this Wyatt Langford thing?
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right, man. I know.
Bless you guys.
I appreciate it, Terrence. I know I do. It's just very hard to let go of it, seeing him play every night. And I got to wait 2-3 years for Max Clark.
Like, brother, it's going to be difficult. It's why I don't get angry at you, because I know your frustration. Because when you can see every day and you just do the whole, man, but if you just took this guy, you know, imagine what he could do for this team. I'm living it right. Mike, I'm 3 years ahead of where you are right now. So I know the feeling. You still have hope.
If Langford is this,
Clark can still come out there and be
awesome.
Right. And you know what? This is a moot. And it works.
But if he's not, I will be DiCaprio freezing to death, holding onto a plank.
You become spiteful. That every time they do something, you want to make sure you bring it up on the air.
No.
Like getting cut from the Olympic team.
Oh, Jesus. Brad, 97.1. Brad, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Not too bad. So, just to talk a little hockey, the one that kills me as a diehard Wings fan is picking Zadina over Quinn Hughes. And I think what makes it so painful for me is that Quinn Hughes was a Michigan man, and our plan was to pick him. There were reports that he was our guy, and then Zadina just kept falling, and then it got to us, and we just felt like we had to pick him. And now Quinn Hughes is captain of Vancouver, making $11 million a year, and Zadina is not even playing.
Well, first of all,
it kills me.
First of all, I've been told Steve Yzerman makes no mistakes.
Actually, that was Ken Holland's.
Was that Holland's?
That was Holland's parting gift to us.
Okay, good. Thank God.
That was right before Steve got to town.
Thank God. So hold on. Brad, when you were speaking, I want you to know Kenny had his face in both hands. You killed this man. You killed him.
Especially considering, Brad, look what we need right now. More defensemen.
I know. I mean, how bad do we need Hughes right now? It kills me how bad we need this man.
Do you remember what Zadina said when he got drafted about all the teams?
He's going to fill the pucks with nets.
They're going to fill the nets with pucks.
Just out of control.
Now he's rotting away in San Jose.
Just to talk about.
Oh, it's brutal.
It literally hurts me to talk about.
It hurts me to hear you talk about it, Brad.
And that was Holland's parting gift.
Yeah, that was his little goodbye present. Mwah.
And you guys were still okay if he won a Stanley Cup, huh? See? There you go. Wow. Remember when we thought it was a gift? Oh, my God, Zadina fell to us.
Yeah, Quinn Hughes also fell to us.
Okay, what do you want from me?
I wanted Quinn Hughes. That's what I want.
Is that your Wyatt Langford?
That might be my Wyatt Langford, because it's the most recent one, and it affects me right now.
All right, hold on. Which one is tougher for you to get over?
Oh, Quinn Hughes by a mile.
Over the logos on everything.
By a country mile.
Were winning, Kenny would be wearing a Meyer
hold
Wings
on. Helmet. So absolutely. Is your Wyatt Langford actually Wyatt Johnston?
I mean, at this moment, actually, no. My Wyatt Langford, it's Quinn Hughes. I mean.
Okay, but hold on. In the sense of, Kosa is Clark. Clark is Kosa.
Okay, in that sense, yes. In that sense, yes. No, actually, still. Zadina is Clark. Clark is Zadina.
You better pray to God Max Clark is not Philip Zadina. No.
Or you got to get over it, man. You got to pick between the two.
248-539-9797. David, ticket text, what do you got for me? What is the one It is this sports thing you know you were right on, but you got to let go of it. You just have to.
Have a hard time letting go of Rasheed Wallace leaving Robert Horry wide open for the game winner.
I mean, that is two decades ago, but all right.
This is a good one because I forgot about
this
one.
They would have been back-to-back, Mike. Back-to-back titles.
The Lions not firing Jim Schwartz in 2012 when Andy Reid was available. That's from Jackson.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Wow.
Ben Carter and not Jaren Jackson Jr. for MSU versus Syracuse. I have to let it go.
I got
to
leave.
Rochester.
You know what? I want you to do to that man what you do to me. Go ahead. You talk to that guy.
I can't, Mike, because...
Say it.
No, because...
Say it.
You have riled up these people to say Jaren had checked out in that game. He was no good. And Jaren will admit it to this day. He was checked out.
Did he have two legs? Better than Ben Carter.
Actually, he wasn't. If you follow the game.
I followed every excruciating moment of watching a man with a bionic leg come in the game.
No, your problem is your big three missed seven shots in the final 35 seconds.
He's letting Jaren Jackson and Izzo off the hook here.
No, I'm not. David, I'm not.
I love it.
The fact that Miles Bridges, Josh Langford, and Cassius Winston missed seven shots in the final 35 seconds.
Have you let go of the Syracuse game?
I've been let that go.
See, that's okay. That's fair.
Here's another one here. JT Barrett was short. I have to let go.
Listen, after the last 3 years, cheating or not, you've had a glorious
run.
Let
go, man.
You got to let go of that. Have to now. Have to.
Confetti fell down. Come on, man.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls. We've got a football today that's going to be a lot of fun. What do you do for an old person who doesn't play video games trying to get back into it? You show them another feature set of College Football 25, the Legends Division. Oh, that's right. Rico's finally going to get to play with John Amici or Al Amici, the guy for the Colts. Or the Galloping Ghost. What was it? Jim Thorpe.
Okay.
Go ahead. You got to tell the people about something.
No.
Oh, really?
It's on you.
No, actually, it's not. Okay. 97.1. All right, we'll get to the people. 4 o'clock. We got some audio from the morning show I want to play you. I just thought it was
interesting.
Interesting. Interesting is a good word. Or peak hypocrisy. Either way. David, take your text.
Let's leave it at interesting.
My thing I can't let go of is a moment. The Packers Hail Mary against the Lions in Week 17 on Sunday Night Football. Can't let go.
But even after the Lions delivered on the promise of glory, even after last year, you can't let some of that stuff go? Come on.
Then you have this.
Back and forth type of thing.
Then you have
but
this.
Hold on. I still can't believe that's what a head coach thought was going to happen. Not a Hail Mary. Oh, this is going to pitch it back and forth. Really?
It was the pass back and forth kind of thing.
Pass back.
Let's get it right. The man wore two watches.
Well, apparently, he still doesn't know what time it is.
Josh Reynolds drops. I won't be able to let it go until we get to a Super Bowl.
Now that is much more fair. Much. That's real. It's raw. It was. It. You still feel like you lost your opportunity for a Super Bowl. That is your Wyatt Langford. That's fair.
Oh, here's the one that Kenny's going to hate. Jake at work. David Ortiz hitting the Grand Slam in the ALDS in 2013. I gotta let it go.
Gotta let it go.
I think the cop made it worse.
Because he was everywhere after that.
Because you're thinking yourself,
Good Morning America.
Do your effing job, okay? Why are you celebrating?
David, what is the general consensus on do I need to let go of Wyatt Langford?
Oh, everyone's saying you need to let it go.
I do?
Everyone texting in is saying you gotta let it go.
Can I ask a question, though? And I know it's probably rhetorical because I'm talking to texters. Why?
You don't.
No. If they say I do, I want to know what the rationale is.
Because
I'm okay.
Because I think they don't want to hear about it for the next 2-3 years.
I don't want to think about it.
So they don't want every day when he's not here and the Tigers lose.
Okay.
And you know what? Langford goes for the cycle. He hits a triple. He hits two home runs. And you're going to be, you know, Texas radio. Hey, by the way, here's what he did today.
It's just because it was right there.
I understand.
If Scott Harris did his job, we wouldn't have to say it at all.
Mike, here's what I'll say to you. Pick and choose.
Okay.
Okay. I could have came out with Halliburton stats all the time.
Right.
But you pick and choose.
The only way I'll be able to let it go, there's two outcomes. One is Langford's actual garbage. Like, Langford turns into like Mikey Moniak or Nick Madrigal. It'll be easier to let go. Or Max Clark is Kyle Tucker. Like, he's just one of the 10 best hitters in baseball. Like, it's the only way out for me.
He becomes entertaining, if anything. But yes.
No.
You need something.
Okay. Let's go to Harrison, 97.1. Harrison, how you doing?
Well, I just want to say I know I'm a well-adjusted adult because instead of going to therapy, I've chosen to call this show.
That's right. That's exactly right, Harrison.
We're here for you.
And we're here to listen.
Harrison, we're here for you.
Okay. So, I'm a little bit of a different take on the Marian Hossa thing, which is forever ago, whatever, I get it. Let's say we sign Hossa to 8 years, and Kenny's going to start twitching when I say this, but you know what we probably don't do? We probably don't extend Abdelkader. We probably don't pay Steven Weiss. We probably don't pay for Eric Cole and David Legwand. Yeah, I know. Sorry, Kenny. I love you, man. But,
stop it.
Like, you probably can't afford all of the nonsense that Ken Holland got into after. You probably
bless Dan Cleary on our team. Oh, no.
Oh, God. But, you probably don't blow that playoff series to Chicago a couple years later.
3-1 series, yeah.
Oh, my God. You're Harrison, like, Kenny's going to need a timeout here.
Yeah. I'm the one that needs the therapy now, man. What are we doing? Oh, that's a great call, Harrison. I never once even thought of it like that. That never even crossed my mind. You're 100% right.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot because it may not have won you another cup. It could have. I mean, he was real productive, but like.
Yeah, but didn't he end up with a skin rash where he got allergic to his pads or something and had to retire?
Yeah, but that was much later.
Okay.
Like, if you sign him to 8 years, you probably got 6 productive years out of it. And you have a couple more kicks at the can, but instead the last championship we're talking about is 2008.
That's right. Well, Harrison, you've ruined Kenny's day. By the way, do I need to let Langford go? Harrison, help me.
No, because we're healthy, well-adjusted adults, and we don't need to go to therapy, Mike. Don't let it go.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you, Harrison. Thank you.
You do have 2 texts coming in supporting you. You don't have to let go of Langford. People are texting in things from decades ago, so why should you let go of Reese?
You know what? That's a great
point. Someone else. Mike Villani, hang on to Langford until at least 2027 when Max Clark may be here.
Wyatt, I'll never let go.
Wait, the Wyatt Langford Max Clark thing, or that horse that screwed you over?
Oh, whoa. You're talking creator.
Yeah.
2016 Belmont.
Yeah.
I had Destin.
Yeah.
And I had everything rolled in.
Yeah.
Win, double, pick 4, pick 5. Because this involves my line of work, I will say for only this reason, Wyatt Langford. That's the only reason I will say this. If you haven't watched the 2016 Belmont, yeah. I was clear by 2.5. It's at that. And it kills me. The horse looked like it fell face first down Ugly Mountain. Wasn't even a good-looking horse. A spotted freak.
Wow, Rico, that is one race we don't have in the system. I wonder why.
God, I'll tell you what.
David, why did you do this? You know why?
Doing it for.
He's going to go down the rabbit hole.
No.
He sits there. He pulls it up on his laptop.
No.
You can see the steam coming out of his ears.
Do you want me to write the number down to the money it cost me?
No.
That was my money.
No, David.
That was mine.
The only thing missing is like the wavy lines you see in TV because you go back in time. And you see Mike.
You can play the stretch call.
Ago.
You play the stretch call
for
us. No,
we're good. We're good.
Play it. I'm a masochist. Play it at 4. Destin skips away by 2.5, and creator runs me down at the wire.
I'm going to.
Hopes and dreams crushed.
I'm going to say that this may rank a little higher than Wyatt Langford.
Play it.
I think so.
All right, so we're going to have a little fun. In the lead up, we are getting dangerously close to a lot of marriages and a lot of relationships getting put on the back burner because college football is almost back. And with it, will Rico Beard return to video games for the first time since Pong? David has something right up your alley, though.
Donkey Kong.
We know you're old, so we wanted to cater to you. David has the fashion glasses on. It's go time. It's college football today. David, explain this to Rico, and then we're going to treat it like a quiz game.
College Football 25 has what they call the ultimate team. So you can play with the legends of the game.
Oh, okay? Mister, you just want to, quote, pick up the controller and play game. So, he's not a dynasty man. He can't handle the rigors of being a head coach, of being a CEO.
Or maybe I just want to enjoy the game first then branch out.
So, this is for you.
Instead of being judged.
Let me give you
You're the only man in this room who saw OJ play live at USC.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Go, Juice, go.
He will be a legend. You can play with him on the game if you want to. So let me give you the initial pack of what you're going to see for some of the legends. This is just from some of the players from last year's NFL draft. You could play with A.D. Mitchell. You could play with Michael Penix Jr.
Sold.
That should be the one right there.
Think about Rico. I mean, fully aroused. Penix.
And you know what? I could do that, David, wearing all of the swag that Mike bought me for all of his bets that he lost last year.
I picked against UW twice with Oregon, and I owed Rico two purple items.
I was going through the closet like, yes, I can't wait to wear these.
I'm a Lannister. I pay my debts. So, go ahead, David.
You got Quinyon Mitchell, Brock Bowers. That's just a few of the pack initially that you could play with. Okay?
But give them now.
Now we got some legends.
Yeah, now give them some hints, and I want Rico to guess these.
Some real legends here. Mm-hmm. And let's just start simple, okay? Play for Michigan State. You mentioned him on yesterday's show. He brought the program to 1 year of relevance. His name?
Come on, you know this.
Wait, I mentioned it yesterday?
Yes. Yes, because you said Aiden Childs could be the new version of this.
Connor Cook?
Kenneth Walker!
Oh, Kenneth Walker!
Walker!
I'm thinking they made the playoffs under Cook.
Lay off the weed!
Got you.
You can choose to play with Kenneth Walker. How about this next one? He plays for your current team in the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers, and he sat out his final year in college football because of an injury.
Would that be McCaffrey?
That would be Nick Bosa. You could play with Nick Bosa.
I forgot.
The Ohio State great.
No, McCaffrey just lost to Heisman. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Correct. You could play with this young man. Well, he's gone now, but Charles Rogers! I'm Charles Rogers!
Oh, 68 catches, 13 touchdowns. I'm Charles Rogers.
I was like,
fell
oh
asleep,
my goodness.
You can play with some of the greats like this
Charles
guy.
Charles Rogers.
Let's go back to your day and time.
I got stabbed with a barbecue
football.
Fork. I'm Charles Rogers.
He played Mistakes back in the day at LSU, quarterback. In your day.
In my day.
What, Billy Cannon?
Y.A. Tittle.
I was about to say.
Y.A. Tittle DeMarcus? For you, Rico.
I got, yeah. And the new downloadable content, you get a package of lean.
I thought you loved playing with Y.A. Tittle.
David, how far back do the legends go in this game?
Oh, they go back to, we've talked about this guy. The Lions have not won a Super Bowl or a championship since this guy played quarterback for them.
Bobby Lane.
Where the hell did Bobby Lane go to school?
That's a great question.
Okay, I'm like,
no, he went to Texas.
I'm about to say, he went to Texas. From Texas, so I'm assuming it was a Texas school.
Yeah. Is Doak Walker on this game?
Doak Walker will be.
Is Dutch Clark on the game?
Dutch Clark? I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Keep
but
going.
We'll see. Another.
What Michigan legend?
I was about to say.
Well, I think we know this legend is he's going to be there.
Woodson.
Could I play with
Vince Young?
You can play with Vince Young.
There's even a shirtless in the club version of Vince Young.
No, that's the NFL version of the ultimate team. Does Vince Young get you excited to play?
You know, Vince Young back in the day. Yeah.
Hey, and can we say factually he made the Pro Bowl twice?
He did make
For
the Pro Bowl twice.
For all the slander he catches, make the Pro Bowl twice.
That was one of the.
All right, we'll get to the people. 4 o'clock, we got some audio from the morning show I want to play. I just thought it was
interesting.
Interesting. interesting is a good word. Or peak hypocrisy. Either way. David tickets.
Let's leave it at interesting.
Ah.
My thing I can't let go of is a moment. The Packers Hail Mary against the Lions in Week 17 on Sunday Night Football. Can't let go.
But even after the Lions delivered on the promise of glory, even after last year, you can't let some of that stuff go? Come on.
Well, then you have this.
Back and forth type of thing.
Then you have this.
But hold on. I still can't believe that's what a head coach thought was going to happen. Not a Hail Mary. Oh, they're just going to pitch it back and forth. Really?
It was the pass back and forth kind of thing.
Pass back.
Get it right. The man wore two watches.
Well, apparently, he still doesn't know what time it is.
Josh Reynolds drops. I won't be able to let it go until we get to a Super Bowl.
Now that is much more fair. Much. That's real. It's raw. It was. It. You still feel like you lost your opportunity for a Super Bowl. That is your Wyatt Langford. That's fair.
Oh, here's the one that Kenny's going to hate. Jake at work. David Ortiz hitting the Grand Slam in the ALDS in 2013. I gotta let it go.
Gotta let it go.
I think the cop made it worse.
Because he was everywhere after that.
Because you're thinking of yourself.
Good morning, America.
Do your effing job, okay? Why are you celebrating?
David, what is the general consensus on do I need to let go of Wyatt Langford?
Oh, everyone's saying you need to let it go.
I do?
Everyone texting in is saying you gotta let it go.
Can I ask a question, though? And I know it's probably rhetorical because I'm talking to texters. Why?
You don't.
No. If they say I do, I want to know what the rationale is.
Because I'm okay. Because I think they don't want to hear about it for the next 2-3 years.
I don't want to think about it.
So they don't want every day when he's not here and the Tigers lose. Okay. And you know what? Langford goes for the cycle. He hits a triple. He hits two home runs and you're going to be, you know, Texas radio. Hey, by the way, here's what he did today.
It's just because it was right there.
I understand.
If Scott Harris did his job, we wouldn't have to say it at all.
Mike, here's what I'll say to you. Pick and choose.
Okay.
Okay. I could have came out with Halliburton stats all the time.
Right.
But you pick and choose.
The only way I'll be able to let it go, there's two outcomes. One is Langford's actual garbage. Like, Langford turns into, like, Mikey Moniak. Or Nick Madrigal, it'll be easier to let go. Or Max Clark is Kyle Tucker. Like, he's just one of the 10 best hitters in baseball. Like, it's the only way out for me.
He becomes entertaining, if anything. But,
no,
yes.
No.
You need something.
Okay. Let's go to Harrison, 97.1. Harrison, how you doing?
Well, I just want to say I know I'm a well-adjusted adult because instead of going to therapy, I've chosen to call this show.
That's right. That's exactly right, Harrison.
We're here for you.
And we're here to listen.
Harrison, we're here for you.
Okay. So, I'm a little bit of a different take on the Marian Hossa thing, which is forever ago, whatever, I get it. Let's say we sign Hossa to 8 years, and Kenny's going to start twitching when I say this, but you know what we probably don't do? We probably don't extend Abdelkader. We probably don't pay Stephen Weiss. We probably don't pay for Eric Cole and David Legwalk. Yeah, I know. Sorry, Kenny. I love you, man. But,
stop it.
Like, you probably can't afford all of the nonsense that Ken Holland got into after. You probably
bless Dan Cleary on our team. Oh, no.
Oh, God. But, you probably don't blow that playoff series to Chicago a couple years later.
3-1 series, yeah.
Oh, my God. You're Harrison, like, Kenny's going to need a timeout here.
Yeah. I'm the one that needs the therapy now, man. What are we doing? Oh, that's a great call, Harrison. I never once even thought of it like that. That never even crossed my mind. You're 100% right.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot because it may not have won you another cup. It could have. I mean, he was real productive, but like.
Yeah, but didn't he end up with a skin rash where he got allergic to his pads or something and had to retire?
Yeah, but that was much later.
Okay.
Like, if you sign him to 8 years, you probably got 6 productive years out of it. And you have a couple more kicks at the can. But instead, the last championship we're talking about is 2008.
That's right. Well, Harrison, you've ruined Kenny's day. By the way, do I need to let Langford go? Harrison, help me.
No, because we're healthy, well-adjusted adults, and we don't need to go to therapy, Mike. Don't let it go.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you, Harrison. Thank you.
You do have 2 texts coming in supporting you. You don't have to let go of Langford. People are texting in things from decades ago, so why should you let go of Reese?
You know what? That's a great
point. Someone else. Mike Villani, hang on to Langford until at least 2027 when Max Clark may be here. Mike
Wyatt,
invented.
Wyatt, I'll never let go. Wait, this, the Wyatt Langford, Max Clark thing, or the that horse that screwed you over?
Oh, whoa. You're talking creator.
Yeah.
2016 Belmont.
Yeah.
I had Destin.
Yeah.
And I had everything rolled in.
Yeah.
Win, double, pick four, pick five. Because this involves my line of work, I will say for only this reason, Wyatt Langford. That's the only reason I will say this. If you haven't watched the 2016 Belmont, yeah. I was clear by 2.5. It's at that. And it, you know what kills me? The horse looked like it fell face first down Ugly Mountain. Wasn't even a good-looking horse. A spotted freak.
Wow, Rico, that is one race we don't have in the system. I wonder why.
God, I'll tell you what. David,
why did you do this? You know why?
Do it for.
He's going to go down the rabbit hole.
No.
He sits there, he pulls it up on his laptop.
No.
You can see the steam coming out of his ears.
Do you want me to write the number down of the money it cost me?
No.
That was my money.
No,
David.
That was mine. The only thing missing is like the wavy lines you see in TV because you go back in time. And you see Mike.
You can play the stretch call.
Ago.
You play the stretch call
for a
call.
No, we're good.
We're good.
Play it.
I'm a masochist. Play it at four.
You know, stretch call.
Destin skips away by 2.5, and creator runs me down at the wire.
I'm gonna
hopes and dreams crushed.
I'm gonna say that this may rank a little higher than Wyatt Langford.
Play it. I think so.
All right, so we're gonna have a little fun. In the lead up, we are getting dangerously close to a lot of marriages and a lot of relationships getting put on the back burner because college football is almost back. And with it, will Rico Beard return to video games for the first time since Pong? David has something right up your alley, though.
Donkey Kong.
We know you're old, so we wanted to cater to you. David has the fashion glasses on. It's go time. It's college football today. David, explain this to Rico, and then we're going to treat it like a quiz game.
College Football 25 has what they call the ultimate team. So you can play with the legends of the game.
Oh. Okay? Mister, you just want to, quote, pick up the controller and play game.
So,
he's not a dynasty man. He can't handle the rigors
correct.
Of being a head coach, of being a CEO.
Or maybe I just want to enjoy the game first
then
branch out.
So, this is for you.
Instead of being judged.
Let me give you
You're the only man in this room who saw OJ play live at USC.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Go, Juice, go.
He will be a legend. You can play with him on the game if you want to. So let me give you the initial pack of what you're going to see for some of the legends. This is just from some of the players from last year's NFL draft. You could play with A.D. Mitchell. You could play with Michael Penix Jr.
Sold.
That should be the one right there.
Think about Rico. I mean, fully aroused. Penix.
And you know what? I could do that, David, wearing all of the swag that Mike bought me for all of his bets that he lost last year.
I picked against UW twice with Oregon, and I owed Rico two purple items.
I was going through the closet like, yes, I can't wait to wear these.
I'm a Lannister. I pay my debts. So go ahead, David.
You got Quinyon Mitchell, Brock Bowers. That's just a few of the pack initially that you could play with, okay?
But give them now.
Now we got some legends.
Yeah, now give them some hints, and I want Rico to guess these.
Some real legends here. Mm-hmm. And let's just start simple, okay? Play for Michigan State. You mentioned him on yesterday's show. He brought the program to 1 year of relevance. His name?
Come on, you know this.
Wait, I mentioned it yesterday?
Yes. Yes, because you said Aiden Childs could be the new version of this.
Connor Cook?
Kenneth Walker!
Oh, Kenneth Walker!
Walker!
I'm thinking they made the playoffs under Cook.
Lay off the weed!
Gotcha.
You can choose to play with Kenneth Walker. How about this next one? He plays for your current team in the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers, and he sat out his final year in college football because of an injury.
Would that be McCaffrey?
That would be Nick Bosa. You could play with Nick Bosa.
I forgot.
The Ohio State great.
No, McCaffrey just lost to Heisman. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Correct. You could play with this young man. Well, he's gone now. But I'm Charles Rogers. I'm Charles Rogers.
Oh, I'm 68 catches and 13 touchdowns.
I'm Charles Rogers. I was like, oh my goodness.
You can play with some of the greats. Like this
Charles
guy.
Rogers.
Let's go back to your day and time.
I got stabbed with a barbecue fork.
Charles Rogers.
He played back in the day at LSU, quarterback. In your day.
In my day.
What, Billy Cannon?
Y.A. Tittle.
I was about to say.
Y.A. Tittle DeMarcus? For you, Rico.
I got, yeah. And the new downloadable content, you get a package of lean.
I thought you loved playing with Y.A. Tittle.
David, how far back do the legends go in this game?
Oh, they go back to, we've talked about this guy. The Lions have not won a Super Bowl or a championship since this guy played quarterback for them.
Bobby Lane.
Bobby Lane.
Where the hell did Bobby Lane go to school?
That's a great question.
Okay, I'm like,
no, he went to Texas.
I'm about to say, he went to Texas. From Texas, so I'm assuming this was a Texas school.
Yeah. Is Doak Walker on this game?
Doak Walker will be.
Is Dutch Clark on the game?
Dutch Clark? I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Keep
but
going.
We'll see. Another.
What Michigan legend?
I was about to say.
Well, I think we know this legend is going to he's going to be there.
Woodson.
Could I play with Vince Young?
You can play with Vince Young.
There's even a shirtless in the club version of Vince Young.
No, that's the NFL version of the Ultimate Team. Does Vince Young get you excited to play?
You know, Vince Young back in the day. Yeah.
Hey, and can we say factually he made the Pro Bowl twice?
He did make the Pro Bowl twice.
For all the slander he catches, he did make the Pro Bowl twice.
That was one of the best games I've ever seen. I didn't care about either team.
Reggie Bush?
Well, I was just about to say, everyone else on the other side of that, Reggie Bush,
see, I
Matt
like that
Liner,
game because ESPN came out and declared that USC team the greatest team of all time. Oops, except for they had to play the game first.
Well, you could put that team together. All the legends will be there. Put them all together and play with them again.
Now, how do you acquire these legends?
You have to get cards.
Okay. So this is what the kids love.
Yeah.
This is what Evan does.
This is what Evan and Kenny are into. But if you just want to play and Enrico gets to build his super team of alums, who else? You got Eric Dickerson at SMU?
Oh.
Eric Dickerson will be a legend.
And he comes with the goggles?
I don't know about that.
Now, maybe I will conduct a team if I can get a certain player on Mississippi Valley State.
Jerry Rice.
Yes.
Jerry Rice should be available as a legend on this game.
Now, I know you're doing the can you just have a team? So, like, could I take that entire, like, the Matt Liner, Reggie Bush team?
That I don't know yet.
It used to be a thing in Madden. Back in the day, they would have the best team of every franchise.
Yes.
So you'd have the 89 Niners or the 84 Niners. They used to do that.
The 91 Lions, stuff
like
that. What
they've done now is, because they need to make money, because everything, you should love this because you're greedy, everything is about the bottom line. So this mode in the game, you can buy packs of cards, open them up like trading cards, and you get those players. That's random? How they make their money.
Can I buy the card or is it just random? Like, can I say,
I want
Barry Sanders and Thurman Thomas to have the ultimate backfield
at
Oklahoma State?
You got to collect them.
Yeah.
Okay. See, this ain't for me. Okay. I'm a leader of men. It's my job to shepherd these digital warriors to greatness.
You just go out there, pay for them, and if they get a DUI, you just rush them for 50 times a game.
I'll leave that alone.
I will give you one more player here.
Okay, let me hear it.
He played at Michigan State during your day, Rico. Defensive lineman.
Bob Apiza.
Underwood.
Demetrius Underwood?
He didn't really play during your day. Bubba Smith.
I get what you... Okay.
Not really your day.
Okay. Now, hold on. God, I wish there was a Julian Peterson card.
That I don't know yet.
I loved him.
Don't know yet.
What about Mike Austin?
What about Andre Rison?
Andre Rison, possibly.
Napoleon Outlaw. Batman Holman? Mm. All right, we're done here. All right, listen.
Malik McDowell?
Definitely not.
So again, these are all in the Ultimate Team mode.
Yes.
And they have players dating. What's the player you found furthest back? I mean, Dutch Clark would be the 30s.
Well, I was looking for, Tittle was the one.
There is a Michigan guy that I would play with if I got that card.
Charles Woodson?
Anthony Carter.
Oh, I don't know.
If Anthony Carter's on there, I would play with
him. Is there a Connor Stallions card?
You know what?
Mike, does that like unlock your opponent's play?
He has the glasses on, yes.
Mike, let me look and see.
Mm. Oh, I see what you did there. It's fantastic.
That is your college football
blitz. All right, so we're going to have a little fun. In the lead up, we are getting dangerously close to a lot of marriages and a lot of relationships getting put on the back burner because college football is almost back. And with it, will Rico Beard return to video games for the first time since Pong? David has something right up your alley, though.
Donkey Kong.
We know you're old, so we wanted to cater to you. David has the fashion glasses on. It's go time. It's college football today. David, explain this to Rico, and then we're going to treat it like a quiz game.
College Football 25 has what they call the Ultimate Team. So you can play with the legends of the game.
Oh. Okay? Mister, you just want to, quote, pick up the controller and play game. So, he's not a dynasty man. He can't handle the rigors of being a head coach, of being a CEO.
Or maybe I just want to enjoy the game first then branch out.
So, this is for you.
Instead of being judged.
Let me give you
You're
some
the only man in this room who saw OJ play live at USC.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Go, Juice, go.
He will be a legend. You can play with him on the game if you want to. So let me give you the initial pack of what you're going to see for some of the legends. This is just from some of the players from last year's NFL draft. You could play with A.D. Mitchell. You could play with Michael Penix Jr.
Sold.
That should be the one right there.
Think about Rico. I mean, fully aroused. Penix.
And you know what? I could do that, David, wearing all of the swag that Mike bought me for all of his bets that he lost last year.
I picked against UW twice with Oregon, and I owed Rico two purple items.
I was going through the closet like, yes, I can't wait to wear these.
I'm a Lannister. I pay my debts. So go ahead, David.
You got Quinyon Mitchell, Brock Bowers. That's just a few of the pack initially that you could play with, okay?
But give them now.
Now we got some legends.
Yeah, now give them some hints, and I want Rico to guess these.
Some real legends here. Mm-hmm. And let's just start simple, okay? Play for Michigan State. You mentioned him on yesterday's show. He brought the program to 1 year of relevance. His name?
Come on, you know this.
Wait, I mentioned it yesterday?
Yes. Yes, because you said Aiden Childs could be the new version of this.
Connor Cook?
Kenneth Walker!
Oh, Kenneth Walker!
Walker!
I was thinking they made the playoffs under Cook.
Lay off the weed!
Gotcha.
You can choose to play with Kenneth Walker. How about this next one? He plays for your current team in the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers, and he sat out his final year in college football because of an injury.
Would that be McCaffrey?
That would be Nick Bosa. You could play with Nick Bosa.
I forgot.
The Ohio State great.
No, McCaffrey just lost to Heisman. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Correct. You could play with this young man. Well, he's gone now, but I'm Charles Rogers! I'm Charles Rogers!
Oh, I'm 68 catches and 13 touchdowns. I'm Charles Rogers.
I was like, Fell asleep.
You can play with some of the greats like this
Charles
guy.
Rogers.
Let's go back to your day and time.
I got stabbed with a barbecue fork. I'm Charles Rogers.
He played back in the day at LSU, quarterback. In your day.
In my day.
What, Billy Cannon?
Y.A. Tittle.
I was supposed to
say. Y.A. Tittle DeMarcus. For you, Rico.
I got, yeah. And the new downloadable content, you get a package of lean.
I thought you loved playing with Y.A. Tittle.
David, how far back do the legends go in this game?
Oh, they go back to, we've talked about this guy. The Lions have not won a Super Bowl or a championship since this guy played quarterback for them.
Bobby Lane.
Bobby Lane.
Where the hell did Bobby Lane go to school?
That's a great question.
Okay, I'm like,
no, he went to Texas.
I'm about to say, he went to Texas. From Texas, so I'm assuming it was a Texas school.
Yeah. Is Doak Walker on this game?
Doak Walker will be.
Is Dutch Clark on the game?
Dutch Clark? I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Keep going.
We'll see. Another.
What Michigan legend?
I was about to say.
Well, I think we know this legend is going to he's going to be there.
Woodson.
Could I play with
Vince Young?
You can play with Vince Young.
There's even a shirtless in the club version of Vince Young.
No, that's the NFL version of the ultimate team. Does Vince Young get you excited to play?
You know, Vince Young back in the day. Yeah.
Hey, and can we say factually he made the Pro Bowl twice?
He did make
make the Pro Bowl twice.
That probably was one of the best games I've ever seen. I didn't care about either team.
Reggie Bush?
Well, I was just about to say, everyone else on the other side of that, Reggie Bush,
Matt Leiner. See, I like that game because ESPN came out and declared that USC team the greatest team of all time. Oops, except for they had to play the game first.
Well, you could put that team together. All the legends will be there. Put them all together and play with them again.
Now, how do you acquire these legends?
But to acquire these legends, you have to get cards.
Okay. So this is what the kids love.
Yeah.
This is what Evan does.
This is what Evan and Kenny are into. But if you just want to play and Enrico gets to build his super team of alums, who else? You got Eric Dickerson at SMU?
Oh.
Eric Dickerson will be a legend.
And he comes with the goggles?
I don't know about that.
Now maybe I will conduct a team if I can get a certain player on Mississippi Valley State.
Jerry Rice.
Yes.
Jerry Rice should be available as a legend on this game.
Now, I know you're doing can you just have a team? So, like, could I take that entire, like, the Matt Leiner, Reggie Bush team?
That I don't know yet. That I know
White. That used to be a thing in Madden. Back in the day, they would have the best team of every franchise.
Yes. So
you'd have the 89 Niners or the 84 Niners. They used to do that.
The 91 Lions, stuff
like
that. What
they've done now is, because they need to make money, because everything, you should love this because you're greedy, everything is about the bottom line. So this mode in the game, you can buy packs of cards, open them up like trading cards, and you get those players. That's random? How they make their money.
Can I buy the card or is it just random? Like, can I say,
I want
Barry Sanders and Thurman Thomas to have the ultimate backfield.
Now you got to collect them.
Yeah.
Okay. See, this ain't for me. Okay. I'm a leader of men. It's my job to shepherd these digital warriors.
You just go out there, pay for them, and if they get a DUI, you just rush them for 50 times a game.
I'll leave that alone.
I will give you one more player here.
Okay, let me hear it.
He played at Michigan State during your day, Rico. Defensive lineman.
Bob Apiza.
Underwood.
Demetrius Underwood?
He didn't really play during your day. Bubba Smith.
I get what you... Okay.
Not really your day.
Okay. Now, hold on. What about... God, I wish there was a Julian Peterson card.
That I don't know yet.
I loved him.
Don't know yet.
What about Mike Austin?
What about Andre Rison?
Andre Rison, possibly.
Napoleon Outlaw. Batman Holman? All right, we're done here. All right, listen.
Malik McDowell?
Definitely not.
Not a legend.
So, again, these are all in the ultimate team mode.
Yes.
And they have players dating. What's the player you found furthest back? I mean, Dutch Clark would be the 30s.
Well, I was looking for, Wyatt Tittle was the one.
There is a Michigan guy that I would play with if I got that card.
Charles Woodson?
Anthony Carter.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
If Anthony Carter's on there, I would play with
him. Is there a Connor Stallions card?
You know what?
Mike, does that like unlock your opponent's play?
He has the glasses on, yes.
Mike, let me look and see.
Oh, I see what you did there. It's fantastic.
That is your college football.